Jackson, first name Jackson, Fox, Fox, 3880, date of birth, today is the 9/21st. Chief complaint, nausea, number 2, vomiting, next number is neck pain, next number is neck swelling, next number is headache, next number is vertigo, next number is tachycardia, next number is lower extremity pain, next number is I have glucose swelling in my lower leg, but it hurts after work, left foot. Next number, palpitation, next number is severe dizziness. My patient is a 42-year-old gentleman, a machinist, currently taking Suboxone for the past 2 years. Because of opioid dependency, patient has never done IV drugs, has no history of hepatitis C, period. New paragraph, patient's urine tox screen and state PDMP have been always negative and appropriate, period. New paragraph, patient developed above-mentioned symptoms since 2 days ago. His son had similar symptoms over the weekend, but he never got tested. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Medication, Suboxone. Medical problems, opioid dependency, surgery, hernia surgery, social, no drug use, positive smoking, no alcohol use, family history, negative for heart disease, lung disease, but cancer, or any other issues, he states. Under social, put down, he does smoke one pack a day, he's divorced, he has 3 kids at home. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 137 pounds, his temperature is 101.2, 97% pulse. He's 111, respiration is 18, blood pressure 107 over 57. Heart positive, home positive, still tachycardic, lungs, clear, abdomen, soft, but tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with amnesia, TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is very red and inflamed. Check neck shows anterior chain lymphadenopathy. Lower extremity shows tenderness over the foot and calf on the left side. Also what looks like varicose veins on the left side. Assessment, number 1, he's positive for strep. Number 2, tachycardia. Next number is vertigo. Next number is osephanogram now. Next number is dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next number is amoxicillin 75 BID. Next number is Medrol dose back. Next number is leg ultrasound, which was up for pain and swelling. Those varicose veins on the left side. Next number, he doesn't know his mom or aunt, so they might have family history of varicose veins. Next number, opioid dependency. Next number is continue with Suboxone. Next number, COVID and flu are negative. Next number, abdominal pain related to strep, no gallstones or other issues noted. Next number, very mild fatty liver noted. Next number, copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number, thyroid looks good. Next number, carotid, which was done because of dizziness, looks great. Next number, echocardiogram shows tachycardia with no vegetation and or valvular abnormalities. Next number, sign and symptoms of peritonsil abscess discussed with patient. Next number, if he sees any of that, or if he has any problems, he'll let me know. Next summer, he'll get his son checked because of complications with rheumatic heart disease in the future, and explain that to him in the past. I explained that to him at length. Next number, patient tolerated injections well before discharge. Thank you.